Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Hello, hello, hello. And welcome back to the ABCs of Home Organization podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie, and I am thrilled that you are joining me today. So before we jump into R, which is for rewarding successes and effort, I would like to apologize for this being delayed and not being released at 6 a.m. on Wednesday. Time just got away from me with weather delays and flight cancellations, and I was unable to edit. And then a full day on Wednesday also. I'm just exhausted and still trying to recover from a weekend of no sleep, because when you're with family and celebrating someone's life who unfortunately passed away, I do feel you want to stay up as late as possible and you wake up early and you want to maximize the time that you have with your loved ones. And so I did that and I am exhausted as I'm back home. So I do apologize, and I thank you for your understanding and your support and all the love and messages that I have received. It's been so kind, so I thank you for that. We today are here to discuss R. So R is for rewarding successes and effort. Create a reward system with non-tangible rewards. If successful, receive auntie one-on-one time, hey yo, or an extra hour of favorite hobby. So who here already has a reward system in place in their house for themselves, for loved ones, for kids, for adults, whomever? And if you have one, is it with tangible items? Is it, hey, if you do this, you get an allowance? Is it you get candy, you get to choose dinner? What is your reward system? Ponder this. And so I would like to suggest creating a positive reinforcement system that celebrates all progress, whether the end has been achieved, a goal has been achieved, or literally it's just effort. And that is what we're going to focus on today, because we want to build healthy habits and we want to basically motivate consistency within ourselves and with anyone that we're trying to create the system for. So we're going to discuss today why rewards matter, the power of it being a non-tangible reward, how to create a personalized reward system, and we'll wrap it up with how you can build this into your home. So let's get started. Why do rewards matter? Why should we reward ourselves? Why should we reward roommates, kids, etc.? What are we trying to do here? And so I feel like the main reason we do this is that we want to reinforce new behaviors for everyone. And unfortunately, we are motivated by rewards, even if it's just like a previous episode, a high five. We love the dopamine hit that we get with doing a good job. We love awards. We love ribbons. We love being told we did a good job. And so it's creating those happy brain cells triggering wee. And we want it to essentially create these habits that last for our entire lifetime. And so it's going to increase the motivation, build confidence, and then hopefully make organizing feel a little joyful and make us want to keep doing it over and over and over again. And that is the ultimate goal, is we're just wanting to create these systems in place so that we repeat them. And one way to do that is by creating this reward system. So the power, though, of the non-tangible, we don't want to spend money on an award or give physical items, because then you're creating that attachment to the physicality, right? And that's what we want to avoid. We want to instill intrinsic motivation, something that is built inside of ourselves and feels good internally so that we keep doing it. If we would only do a household task, take out the trash, do the dishes, if we're rewarded with like candy or chocolate or something physical, that's not going to last indefinitely. That's not going to create a habit that will last a lifetime. And so we want to focus on the non-tangible rewards. So what does this mean exactly? It's a lot of time, basically. You're rewarding yourself with an activity as opposed to a physical object. And so what I used in the book was Auntie one-on-one time. And this can be one-on-one time with your favorite person, with a pet, with a child, with an adult. Kids love one-on-one time with parents, especially if there's additional siblings in the house. And so go for a walk or a bike ride or just sit out on a back patio and have a chat. One-on-one time is amazing. And you can set a limit on it. It can be a 20 minutes, it can be an hour, whatever you feel it deserves. And you'll create like an actual system of hierarchy of if you do one thing, you'll do another, and we'll get into that. But it can be, so like a walk, a tea date. I love tea. Like for myself, if I want to relax and just kind of be, one nice thing that I do for myself is I just have tea and I sit and look outside or look at trees or sit in silence, like whatever it is. And that's like a time for me just to be with myself, which is amazing. My friends and I also go out for tea. And so that can be, again, another reward potentially, depending on what it is that you're trying to achieve. And or just do a special project together. So whoever it is that is involved in this, again, it's the one-on-one time that we want to do. And so let's build a birdhouse, or let's make an herb garden for the kitchen, or let's make do a puzzle together. Whatever it is, it's just the two of you that are going to be doing it together. That is the reward in itself, is meaningful time spent together. If you are doing something by yourself, maybe you allow an extra hour to do a favorite hobby, or the kid earns an extra hour to read or play a specific game. TV time, I don't recommend screen time, but that could be a reward for specific items and or 20 minutes. If they want to paint or go for a bike ride, something like that. It can be any activity, just an extra hour doing their favorite hobby. And you can do it on like a Saturday or Sunday if they're able to achieve their entire chore list for the week. Or if you're able to complete a project that you've been putting off and off and off and off, maybe you allow yourself to go sit in the park and just read on a picnic blanket. It can be as simple as you pick the movie. So if you and your friends are having a checklist competition, however you want to call it, the reward can be the winner gets to pick the movie for that weekend. Or if it's a family movie night, the winner gets to pick, and it's not a winner per se, but the reward for X is that they get to pick the game for the night or the movie for the night. Come on, you know kids would love that honor. And again, it's free. It doesn't cost anything. It's just like an honor that you get to do this. Any alone time outside, inside, with a loved one, with specific people in the life, that can also be a reward. And then if you're doing it for somebody else, sometimes even just leaving a voice message or writing a little note, acknowledging the win, celebrating the win, feels so good and is huge to the person that's receiving it. So think about how that person would love to be acknowledged and do it in their way. Maybe they are an auditory learner, leave them a voicemail, or buy a greeting card that you're able to record your own message in there so that they can keep that and play it over and over again. If they are a visual, you can write them a note or do a puzzle or write it in, I don't know, like whipped cream on their pancake, you know, like however it is you want to do it, make it fun, but acknowledge the fact that they achieved X. And then also, if you do have kids, a powerful reward for them would be like 5 to 10 minutes of uninterrupted yes time. So like whatever they say, you have to do for 5 minutes. They control the house. And you allow them to be as silly as they want. You have to do jumping jacks. Okay, fine. You've put Cool Whip on your hair. I don't even know. Kids can get super creative. And this also gets you out of your bubble, gets things silly, gets fun, just times happening. And so that is an option as well. So essentially how you want to create this personalized reward system is you want to first identify what are the milestones. So like what's worth rewarding? Is it, if you're going to be organizing, finishing a drawer for yourself? Is it following a new system for an entire week? You've always put your dirty clothes in that laundry basket that you moved to the closet and you've been successful 7 days in a row. If it's for the kids, were they able to put their dishes in the sink? Did they do their lunch every day for the next day? Did they do their homework? Like figure out exactly what it is that you are rewarding and identify it. So put it in a hierarchy. Basically a number system, right? Like 1 to 10 or 20 or 30, however many you want to put on here, there is no limit. Simple is sometimes better so that you can be consistent and just focus on, I would say, 7 or less actual tasks that you're going to be attempting to achieve each week for yourself and or for the family. And then the second step is to figure out what reward will actually motivate each person. So whether it's yourself, a roommate, or a child, what feels special to them? If they don't care about having tea out on the back patio, that won't motivate them. They won't care. And so you want to figure out, do you want one-on-one time with your Aunt Steph? Because you know that's awesome. Or do you want to pick the movie for the week? Do you want to tell mom and dad what to do for 5 minutes? What is it exactly that will make them feel they did a great job and they're excited to receive that reward? So talk to them about it. Have a conversation. And that's what you'll use to match the reward to each individual milestone. And again, just keep it clear. Keep it very simple, but specific. And so you want to state out the actual steps. So rather than just do laundry, you can state put laundry in laundry basket, wash clothes, dry clothes, hang clothes up, fold clothes, whichever ones you want to reward, the ones you're having difficulty with. If it's really easy for you to put clothes in the hamper and actually put them in the washer, but you always delay on moving to the dryer and or the hanging up part, that becomes on the task list. You don't necessarily put the ones that you know that you easily can do on the task list. You want it to be something that is challenging to you, that the reward will help motivate you to complete that challenging task, okay? And then you have to celebrate the effort, not just the outcome. So this is going to build your grit. It's going to grow your mindset. It's going to grow the pathways in your brain, the synapses to synapses, and it's going to create these habits inside of you for hopefully a long time. And so we want to celebrate all effort. So if you're able to move the clothes from the washer to the dryer, and but the clothes are now staying in the dryer for a day rather than the washer for a day, that's success. That's a good effort. And so you can reward that to yourself and just know that I'm going to do better at hanging up the clothes, a quicker mindset, and maybe you make the reward slightly better, right? And you can also do like a reward jar if you want. So when someone completes a task or shows effort, they just pick one from the reward jar. So everyone can put what they think is an awesome reward into that jar. And then when someone receives a reward, they pick from the jar. And it's going to have the gauntlet of rewards. Some are going to be awesome to you. Some are you're going to be like, eh, I don't want this. But regardless, it brings everyone together and you can do funny and silly and whatever it is. But it has to be something that ideally is considered a reward inside of yourself. And then the last little bit I want to just delve into a bit is that you want to build this into like a home culture almost. And so create a family reward language. That effort deserves a reward. Pick your joy, something like that. If you have like a jar or if you have a list that they're able to choose from, they're able to choose one reward for each effort success that they have. And you can cross it off for the week or however and recycle it for the next week, however you want to do that. And just start celebrating tiny wins together. So like we've had previous episodes where I've been very big on high fives and celebrating, and we want to reward all efforts. And so life is about more than just making it to the finish line first or accomplishing XYZ. It's about learning. And the more effort that we put into something, the more we're going to learn. And so it's like where you are today is not where you were yesterday, but it's not even close to where you'll be tomorrow. And so we want to encourage effort. We want to encourage trying. We want to encourage not necessarily failure, but just pure effort. And so start celebrating these tiny wins together. Let organizing your house, let putting things away, let taking control of house management tasks be something that's creating a connection within all of you, that you are all contributing to this household running smoothly for all of you. And that when you work together as a team, your house reflects that and you all enjoy life just a little bit easier. And the household doesn't just get put on one person, or like one area of the house doesn't get put on one person. You're sharing the entire responsibility of this house. And it's important and vital that adults and parents model this for their kids, for their roommates, for everyone in the house, that everyone works together. So start praising out loud. Share your wins, compliment their wins, high five everyone in the house, and just start making a more celebratory, happy environment where effort is praised, effort is celebrated, wins are celebrated, everything is celebrated that advances the excitement and organization of the house, household management. So you think this is something that you can incorporate into your house? Do you think it's something if you have kids or roommates, family, spouse, etc., they would be willing to help celebrate successes and effort to transform y'all's home into a well-oiled running machine where everyone contributes and everyone enjoys the surroundings. I feel like this is something you can do. So I would love to hear from you. Let me know how it is going as you turn all efforts into celebrations and reward with non-tangible rewards. So that is going to be the key today. Let me know what most creative intangible reward you come up with. I would love to hear that. And you can reach out to me on our Facebook group, ABCs of Home Organization Community. I would love to hear from you. But thank you so much for joining me today. Remember that getting organized is not about perfection. It's about creating a space that empowers you and makes your life easier. To recap today's episode, we briefly chatted about why intangible rewards matter, the power of having it be non-tangible, how to create this personalized reward system in your own home, and how to build it into your home culture. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a review. Join that Facebook group, as I mentioned, ABCs of Home Organization. Post pictures, ask questions, tell us how your organizing journey is going. I'll be back soon with more actionable tips to help you transform your space and your life. Until next time, happy organizing.